Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Amen. It's so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. We're reading today from Exodus chapters 37 through 40 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your Spirit that is present with us even right now. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your kindness, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that every demonic presence is subject to you. It cannot get past you. It cannot do anything that you do not allow. And we praise God because the enemy cannot overtake us. He cannot. Amen, because we belong to the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for each and every one of us, a love that has no conditions, no boundaries, no borders, no limits. Glory to God. So, Lord God, I thank you for every sickness, Lord God, that you've healed on today. I thank you, Lord, for every breakthrough that's being formed in the atmosphere right now. I thank you, Lord God, for every yes and every amen, for your word tells us the promises of the Lord to us, for us, are yea and amen. Oh, God, and we give you glory. We give you glory, oh, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. And we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for Lord God. Oh, Lord, a song comes to mind. Mercy came running like a prisoner set free past all my failures to the point of my need. When the sin that I carried was all I can see, when I couldn't find mercy, mercy came running for me. I praise you, Lord God, that you are always in pursuit of us. I thank you, Lord, that you don't give up and you're constantly pursuing us. Even when we turn away, Lord God, and we say no, you're still pursuing us. Oh, Lord God, and I give you thanks and I give you praise this morning. Oh, Lord God, because my yes is yes in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I surrender myself before you, Lord God. And I lift each and every listener before you, Lord God, that you might change every heart and every mind, that their yes be yes, and they surrender to your will, to your spirit, Lord God, that they surrender to your abundance, Lord God, and see how you can take the struggle out of their life and show them the abundance that you have spoken about, the promises that you said were ours, Lord God. Show them, Lord God, and prove it to them, Lord God, that they might see and know that truly you are God and there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. In that name is salvation. In that name is healing. In that name is plenteous provision. In that name is abundance of life. Oh, Lord God, and we honor you this morning, Jesus. We honor you for life, for our lives this morning, Lord God, for each and every life. I honor you, Lord, for my life, because I know, Lord, if it had not been for you being on my side, I would have already been dead, buried 6 feet under, my family thinking about me from time to time. Oh, Lord God, but I'm yet in the land of the living. Lord, seeking your face, Lord God, that I might do that you purpose me to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver on this morning. Everyone, Lord God, that is seeking your face and desperately needing to hear from you, speak, Lord, into their hearing that they might hear. Open their eyes that they see, oh, God. Oh, Lord God, and open your word up before us even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we read these books of history, as we read these books in the Exodus. Oh, Lord God, how you built your tabernacle, how you dealt with your people. Help us, Lord God, to see and to learn. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on this morning. Send down revelations, Lord God, directly from your throne. Oh, Lord, shield us from every evil, Lord God, and every pursuit of the enemy. Change our thoughts and even the way that we think them, Lord God. Change the way, Lord God, that we understand information. Change it, Lord God, the way that we process information and our thinking. Change us today, Lord God, by your Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, it's already done. It's already done in the name of Jesus. It's already done. And we give you the praise right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from on today. Amen. We're still talking about the making of the tabernacle. Amen. The exodus of the Jews. Glory to God and how he dealt with his people. And we give glory and honor to God. Amen. He is still delivering those that will say yes from bondage. Amen. It's already done. All we have to do is say yes. Say yes to the gift. The gift is there. It is there. It is there to you and to your children and to all who are far off. And all we have to do is say yes. His name is Jesus. Call, the word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Begin to call on his name. Even as we're reading the word of God, begin to call on his name and he will answer. If you are calling out of a repentant heart, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he will answer your cry and fill you up, amen, with his presence. Fill you up with his Holy Ghost, who will teach you all things and bring everything that we have read and we have learned in the word of God back to your remembrance so that you can walk according to his standard. His standard is holy. His standard is righteous. His standard is not like that of the world, amen. The standard of the world repels the Spirit of God. But we want to be in his presence. We don't want anything to hinder us from being in his. We want more of God and not less. Amen. We're pulling closer to him as the world is pulling away. Say yes to the Lord this morning, even as we read in Exodus 37 through 40. Ben Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits was its length. A cubit and a half its width, and a cubit and a half its height. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and made a molding of gold all around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set in its 4 corners, 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side of it. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And he put the poles into the rings at the sides of the ark to bear the ark. He also made the mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and a cubit and a half its width. He made 2 cherubim of beaten gold. He made them of 1 piece at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 1 cherub at one end on this side, and the other cherub at the other end on that side. He made the cherubim at the 2 ends of 1 piece with the mercy seat. The cherubim spread out their wings above and covered the mercy seat with their wings. They faced one another. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. He made the table of acacia wood, cubit its width, and a cubit and a half its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made a molding of gold all around it. Also, he made a frame of a hand breadth all around it and made a molding of gold for the frame all around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold and put the rings on the 4 corners that were at its 4 legs. The rings were close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood to bear the tables and overlaid them with gold. He made of pure gold the utensils which were on the table, its dishes, its cups, its bowls, and its pitchers for pouring. He also made the lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work he made the lampstand, its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and its flowers were of the same piece. And 6 branches came out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side. There were 3 bowls made like almond blossoms on one branch, with an ornamental knob and a flower, and 3 bowls made like almond blossoms on the ornamental knob and a flower, and so for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. And on the lampstand itself were 4 bowls made like almond blossoms, each with its ornamental knob and flower. There was a knob under the first 2 branches of the same, a knob under the second two branches of the same, and Anab under the third two branches of the same, according to the six branches extending from it. Their knobs and their branches were of one piece. All of it was one hammered piece of pure gold. And he made its seven lamps, its wick trimmers, and its trays of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold he made it, with all its utensils. He made the incense altar of acacia wood. Its cubit, its length was a cubit and its width a cubit. It was square, and two cubits was its height. Its horns were of one piece with it, and he overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its sides all around, and its horns. He also made for it a molding of gold all around it. He made two rings of gold for it under its molding, by its two corners on both sides, as holders for the poles with which to bear it. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He also made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the perfumer. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. Five cubits was its height, and five cubits its width. It was square, and its height was three cubits, and he made its horns on its four corners. The horns were of one piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. All its utensils he made of bronze, and he made a grate of bronze network for the altar under its rim, midway from the bottom. He cast four rings for the four corners of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to bear it. He made the altar hollow with boards. He made the laver of bronze and its base of bronze from the bronze mirrors of the serving women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then he made the court on the south side. The hangings of the court were of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long. There were 20 pillars for them with 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. One on the north side, the hangings. On the north side, the hangings were 100 cubits long and 20 pillars and their 20 brass socket pillars and their bands were silver. And on the west side, there were hangings of 50 cubits with 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. For the east side, the hangings were 50 cubits. And the hangings on one side of the gate were 15 cubits long with their pillars, with their three pillars and their three sockets, and the same for the other side of the court gate. On this side and that were hangings of 15 cubits with their three pillars and their three sockets. All the hangings of the court all around were of fine woven linen. The sockets for the pillars were bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver, and the overlay of their capitals was silver, and all the pillars of the court had bands of silver. The screen for the gate of the court was woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. The length was 20 cubits, and the height along its width was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hangings of the court. And there were four pillars with their four sockets of bronze. Their hooks were silver, and the overlay of their capitals and their bands was silver. Of the tabernacle and of the court all around were bronze. This is the inventory of the tabernacle of the testimony, which was counted according to the commandment of Moses for the servants of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord had commanded Moses, and with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahithamak of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer, a weaver of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine linen. all the gold that was used in all the work of the holy place, that is, the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver from those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A bekah for each man, that is, half a shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone included in the numbering from 20 years old and above, for 603,550 men. And from the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the bases of the veil, 100 sockets from the 100 talents, 1 talent for each socket. Then from the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made their bands for them. The offering of the bronze was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels, and with it he made the sockets for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze, all the utensils for the altar, the sockets for the court all around, and the bases for the court gate. All the pegs for the tabernacle, and all the pegs for the court all around. Of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, they made garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, and made holy garments for Aaron as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. And they beat the gold into thin sheets and cut it into threads, to work it with the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and the fine linen into artistic designs. They made shoulder straps for it to couple it together. It was coupled together at its two edges, and the intricately woven band of its ephod that was on it was of the same workmanship, woven of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread and of fine woven linen, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they set onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold. They were engraved as signets are engraved with the names of the sons of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate artistically woven like the workmanship of the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread and of fine woven linen. They made the breastplate square by doubling it. A span was its length and a span its width when doubled. And they set in its four rows of stones, a row of sardis, a topaz, a emerald was the first row, the second row a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row was a jacinth, a agate, and an amethyst. The fourth gold in their mounting. There were 12 stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, according to their names, engraved like a signet, each one with its own name according to the 12 tribes. And they made chains for the breastplate at the ends, like braided cords of pure gold. They also made two settings of gold and two gold rings and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. The two ends of the two braided chains they fastened into the two settings and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in the front. And they made two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, on the edge of it, which was on the inward side of the ephod. They made two other gold rings and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the ephod toward its front, right at the seam above the intricately woven band of the ephod. And they bound the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so that it would be above the intricately woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate would not come loose from the ephod, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue, and there was an opening in the middle of the robe, like the opening in a coat of mail, with a woven binding all around the opening, so that it would not tear. They made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple and scarlet, and of fine woven linen. And they made bells of pure gold and put the bells between the pomegranates on the hem of the robe all around between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe to minister in as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made tunics artistically woven of fine linen for Aaron and his sons, a turban of fine linen, exquisite hats of fine linen, short trousers of fine woven linen, and a sash of fine woven linen with blue, purple, and scarlet threads, made by a weaver, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And they tied to it a blue cord to fasten it above on the turban, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did, and brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the covering of ram skins dyed red, the covering of badger skin, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony with its poles and the mercy seat, the table, all its utensils, and the showbread, the pure gold lampstands with its lamps, the lamp set in order, all its utensils, and the oil for the lamp, the gold altar, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the screen for the tabernacle door, the bronze altar, its grate of bronze, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver with its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, and its sockets, the screen for the court gate, its cords and its pegs, all the utensils for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, and the garments of ministry to minister in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron and the priest, and his son's garments to minister as priests. According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded, just as they had done it. And Moses blessed them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. You shall put in it the ark of the testimony, and partition off the ark with the veil. You shall bring in the table and arrange the things that are to be set in order on it. And you shall bring in the lampstand and light its lamp. You shall also set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put up the screen for the door of the tabernacle. Then you shall set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And you shall set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. You shall set up the court all around and hang up the screen at the court gate. And you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it. And you shall hallow it and all its utensils, and it shall be holy. You shall anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all its utensils, and consecrate the altar. The altar shall be most holy, and you shall anoint the laver and its base, and consecrate it. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and wash them with water. You shall put the holy garments on Aaron, and anoint him, and consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. And you shall bring his sons, and clothe them with tunics. You shall anoint them, as you anointed their father, that they may minister to me as priests. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. Thus Moses did, according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so he did. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up. So Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, up its boards, put in its bars, and raised up its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on top of it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it into the ark, inserted the poles through the rings of the ark, and put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung the veil of the covering, and partitioned off the ark of the testimony, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the table in the tabernacle of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the lampstand in the tabernacle of meeting across from the table on the south side of the tabernacle. And he lit the lamp before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the gold altar in the tabernacle of meeting in front of the veil, and he burned sweet incense on it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He hung up the screen at the door of the tabernacle, and he put the altar of burnt offering. He put the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and offered upon it the burnt offering and the grain offering, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar and put water there for washing. And Moses, Aaron, and his sons would wash their hands and their feet with water from it. Whenever they went into the tabernacle of meeting and when they came near the altar, they washed as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. I have read and you have heard from Exodus chapters 37 through 40 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers, most of all doers, of his word and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope and I do pray that you will continue with me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.